Oh my gosh, guys, this is our first episode. I'm so excited to get into it. This episode is just going to be like an intro. What is this all about? And I can't wait to dive in. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, I'm Izzy.
And I'm Lexi.
And this is our podcast, The Vital Reset.
Hey everyone, it's Izzy. Lexi's not here today, so she's gonna be a little on and off. But I'm gonna be your main host, and I'm so excited. I'm so glad to meet y'all. I'm so glad you're here. I'm super excited to start this podcast, so I'm glad it's finally on the road. And today we're just gonna be talking about, like, what is it about? Like, why are we here? Because that's kind of an important thing to start off with. But first, I just want to tell y'all a little bit about myself. So I'm a student at Liberty University. I love it here so much. And I'm originally from Michigan, and I was homeschooled my whole life. So you're probably going to think I'm weird, and I'm a little weird, but that's okay. I loved being homeschooled. I want to homeschool my kids whenever I have kids. And I don't regret a minute of it. My major is event planning, and my double major is professional and creative industries. And I know that sounds a little crazy, but it's basically just like retail merchandising, a little bit of the fashion side of it, and then a little bit of the writing side of it. So like some social media writing, journalism writing, that kind of a thing. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm studying. And now I just want to tell y'all a little bit about, like, how I got into all of this crunchy, non-toxic, unmedicated, whatever you want to call it. Because a year ago, you can ask my friends, you can ask my family. If you told me that this is where I was going to be in a year, I would not have believed you. Because I did not see this coming in any way, shape, or form. But I've been completely revolutionized, and I'm so happy that I was, and I'm so happy that my eyes were opened. And, yeah, so I don't know about you, but I am a big Cooper trooper. If you don't know what that is, it's a fan of Brett Cooper. She used to have a show on the Daily Wire called, The Comment Section with Brett Cooper. And now she has her own show called The Brett Cooper Show. And I'm super excited about that. But I love Brett Cooper so much. And I used to listen to her show all the time. I don't have as much time anymore, unfortunately. But I love Brett Cooper. And there was one day that she did a show about this documentary by Grace Price. And this documentary was, it was only like 20 minutes long, and I think it's only on X, but it's so interesting. Like, really, you should go watch it if you have time. And it's about cancer, and it's about how it is linked to certain things. And
it's called Cancer, a Foodborne Illness. And originally, I think I'd heard some things about it, and I wasn't too interested in it because it was like a documentary and I didn't really know much about it. And I was like, eh. And then Brett Cooper did a video on it and she was talking about it. And I don't remember at all what she said, to be completely honest, but it must have been interesting. It must have sparked my interest because I was like, oh, maybe I should go watch this documentary. This sounds interesting. And it's only 20 minutes, so it's not very long. And I went and I looked it up. It's on X. You should go watch it. And I watched that documentary and I was shocked at the things she had discovered and the things she was saying. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I think I watched it like two times in a row the first day that I watched it because it's so much information and it's kind of complicated. And I was like, wait, hold on. I need to watch it again. And then I went and I started doing a ton of research and I watched another documentary. And it was a documentary that Grace Price mentioned in her documentary. And it's called Fed Up. And so I went and I looked it up and I watched that. And that one's significantly longer. That's like an hour and a half. And my mind was just blown. And I'd recommend go watching that one too, although that one's older. That one's from 2014. But my mind was just blown at how much of the pharmaceutical and food industry is really rigged and paid for by big food. And you would honestly be surprised, or maybe some of you wouldn't, but I was surprised and I was like, how in the world are we letting this happen? Like, how is this acceptable? And I was just blown away. And looking back and trying to remember how I got into the rest of it from there, I think I was looking for other commentaries on Grace Price's documentary, which again, if you want to go watch that, it's, her name's Grace Price and it's on X. It's called Cancer, a Foodborne Illness. It's really interesting. It's only 20 minutes. But I was looking for other commentaries about that and I found Alex Clark, and I think I had already been listening to some of her episodes, because she has a podcast called The Spillover with Alex Clark, and I loved her podcast. She covered all kinds of stuff. But she started doing episodes about more of this health stuff, and I was kind of following that, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is so interesting. And then eventually she rebranded from The Spillover with Alex Clark to The Culture Apothecary, and which I love that name, by the way, and I love the podcast, and I love all of it. Like, she is, and her podcast are literally my inspiration. And she's where I get a lot of my information from and basic ideas, because she covers so much and she gives so much information and she interviews amazing people, and I just love her so much. If you're interested in any of this, I would highly recommend going to look up The Culture Apothecary. Follow her on Instagram at Alex Clark. Subscribe to her podcast. She's amazing. Love her. But that's when I really started getting interested in all of this, and I started doing research and I started looking into it, and I'm like, oh my goodness, none of this is really what we think it is. And I think that's when I first really started getting invested in it myself, because, you know, I had heard about all of the, like, you know, everyone's getting cancer sooner now than we ever did before, and like, we're so unhealthy and all of these diseases are so popular and like all these things. And I was kind of just like, well, it's a sinful world. You know, like, I never really put much thought into it. And then I started hearing all this stuff and doing all this research and all these things. And I'm like, what if it's not just like how things happen and it's not just a sinful world? What if, I mean, it is a sinful world and that's obviously where all of this stems from. But what if this is preventable? Like, what if cancer is preventable? Like, and that just like blew my mind. And my grandmother passed away a few years ago, and she had cancer. There's speculation about what she actually died from. But I watched her struggle. I mean, she was a very strong woman. I love my grandmother, and it was actually the anniversary of her birthday. It was her birthday earlier this week, and I miss her so much, and I love her, and she was amazing. She was so strong through everything. But cancer is hard, and it is difficult, and like, to think that, you know, it's preventable, or that there are things that you could be doing to prevent or ward off not only that, but like other diseases and other chronic illnesses, and to just be healthy, you know, like so many Americans have one or multiple diseases or allergies or, you know, mental illnesses or just something as small as like ADHD. Like, if you really think about it, the way that God created us was not to have all of these illnesses, was not to have all these things. And like, when you think about it, it's kind of like, well, duh. But we could be so much healthier if we really went back to the basics, went back to creation and what God made in the beginning and how he created us to function and the ingredients that he created us to use. And it kind of shocks me how much we've gotten away from that without even realizing it. And so I was completely revolutionized. And honestly, I shock myself because I think back to a year ago and I was a completely different person, especially in this area. Like I was homeschooled, but I did have a co-op that I went to, and there were people in my class that like filter their water because there's chemicals and there's fluoride in the water. And at the time I was kind of like, okay, that's kind of dumb. Like I've grown up my whole life drinking the city water and I've been perfectly fine. Like, and same with my mom. And, you know, like I was very skeptical. And I was trying to eat healthy, but I was just doing your typical like high protein, low carbs kind of a thing, not really worrying about the quality of my carbs or the quality of my protein. And I was just kind of like, okay, yeah, y'all are a bunch of like crackheads, but okay, like I respect your opinion. And if you want to do that, like maybe you are slightly healthier than the rest of us, but not by a noticeable difference, you know? And so a year ago, I was like, I had a completely different mindset on all of this. And I am honestly so surprised at how much I've changed. And I'm so glad. And I know now people think I'm crazy. And my family kind of thinks I'm crazy. And my friends think I'm crazy. And that's okay. But there are some times that, you know, I get kind of concerned. And honestly, that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast, was because there are so many people out there that don't know the things that I know or the things that this whole like crunchy, clean, non-toxic community knows. And that's why our country has ended up the way that it has. Like, this is why our country and our culture is so sick. And it saddens me. And it saddens me to see the people that I'm around and the people that I'm with and my friends that, you know, we're all young and we are like, well, we're young, like we have a fast metabolism, like it's fine. It doesn't matter. And it kind of makes me sad because our culture does not want to make the hard changes that might save our life. And it makes me sad. And I get it because it's hard. It is not easy and it's expensive. That's a whole nother thing. It's expensive. But these are changes that could completely change our lives and we could be living longer. And even if we don't live longer, you probably will live longer, but even if you don't live longer, the quality of your life could improve so, so much just by changing what you eat, what you expose yourself to. And it makes me sad, honestly. And I wish there was something I could do. And so that's one of the reasons I'm starting a podcast, because there are so many people that just aren't educated. And I wasn't educated. And I thought all this stuff was crazy. And so a lot of people just don't know. And that's one of the reasons I started the podcast as well, because people need to be educated. And the only reason, or the only way people get educated, is by people sharing information. And so that's what I'm doing. And that kind of brings us to
what this podcast is all about. And I started this podcast to try to inform people, educate people, and also give them like practical tips and ways to be healthier. Because I know it's expensive and it's hard, especially for people my age, for like college students. And so I'm going to be trying to cover topics specifically that apply to people like me. And granted, sometimes I might get super excited about something and be like, I have to do an episode about this. And it might not be particularly applicable to some people. But in general, I want to do things that are going to help people and practical ways to apply this to your lives and inexpensive ways to apply this to your lives and just how to go about it. Because a lot of these podcasts, like Culture Apothecary, and Alex does a pretty good job of like, okay, how do we actually do this? And like, where do you go from here? But it's especially hard for like college students and younger adults, and even teenagers who don't necessarily have a job or don't have like a full-time job and they don't have a ton of money to spend on this or that kind of a thing. And so I am going to be researching and trying to find tips and ways to help you guys integrate the whole clean, natural lifestyle into your daily life. Now, some of you may be wondering, what exactly is this whole thing? And I guess I probably should have covered that at the beginning of the episode, but I kind of wanted to give you a little background on my story. So we're finally getting around to it. So there are so many different terms for this. It's really kind of confusing because there's natural, there's non-toxic, there's clean, there's whole, there's crunchy, organic. There are so many different ways to label it. But really what it's about, as I touched on this earlier, is like going back to how God created us and our bodies and how we should be going back to the basics and the ingredients and the produce and everything that God gave us at the beginning. And so, but what exactly does that mean? That means using like herbs and essential oils and those kinds of things instead of pharmaceuticals. That means using makeup and lotion and self-care products that don't have a lot of chemicals in it. That means seed oil-free products. And there's a lot of other things that you want to avoid in food as well, like dyes and unnatural food coloring and corn syrup and a lot of the chemicals that, like, if you can't pronounce it, chances are it's probably not the greatest for you. And so even like an example of this, I went to the beach with some friends a couple weeks ago and I did not put on enough sunscreen and I got very burned. I was talking to somebody about my sunburn and they were like, oh, you should take ibuprofen for the inflammation. And I was like, yeah, I don't know about that because, you know, ibuprofen is not good for your stomach. And granted, it does help if you take food with it. And if you take ibuprofen, you should always have something in your stomach. You should never take ibuprofen on an empty stomach. And there's definitely worse things out there. Ibuprofen is not the worst thing out there at all. But that being said, I was like, I don't want to take ibuprofen just for a sunburn. That seems kind of drastic. And especially when it destroys your stomach. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to go do some research, see if there's anything else I can do. And so I went, did some Googling and also just multiple sources. I didn't want to just pick one. I looked through multiple different things and looked at multiple different ideas. And I found something. I was like, oh, I think this would work. And that idea was to use chamomile, which, if you don't know, is a kind of tea, and it's very relaxing. A lot of people use it, like, when they're sick or when they're tired or before they go to bed.
to like relax and help you feel better and all of that. And I happened to have some in my dorm room. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this. So I put some water in my mug. I microwaved it and I steeped 2 bags of chamomile in it. And I let it cool because I did not want to put hot water on my sunburn. That would have not been fun. And I just started with my face because I did have an essential oil blend of different things with aloe and vitamin E and eucalyptus and all these things to put on my skin. And so I put that on, like my chest was burned, my back was burned. And I dipped like a little cotton pad in the water, the chamomile water or tea. And just put that on my face, like, very gently. And the article that I – one of the articles that I read said to, like, apply it – like, keep applying it. And so I put it on there. I let it dry a little bit. I put some more on. I let it dry a little bit. I put some more on. And I just kind of left it be. And I kid you not, I put that on my face, I think, before I went to bed. And the next morning, it was significantly less red. And that was all that I did. And I was like – wow, that's impressive. And I was like, maybe it's just, you know, like my face wasn't as burned as the rest of my body, you know, kind of a thing. And so I put some more on my face. I put some on my chest. I think I only put the oil concoction that I had on my chest once. And the rest of the time I tried to put chamomile on it. And I couldn't put chamomile on my back because I couldn't reach it. And I just had my friends put oil on my back. And my chest and my face healed so much quicker than my back. And I was so impressed. And I was also so proud of myself because I was like, this is what this natural lifestyle, this healthy lifestyle is about. Is not going straight to the chemicals, but looking to try to find other things that will help. And literally all I did was steep some chamomile in some water. And it worked so well, and that is the quickest sunburn has ever healed, at least when I've had sunburn. And so it's just things like that where, you know, you're trying to find a more natural and, like, easier for your body to process way of healing things and getting better and just a whole lifestyle, not just when you're sick, but just in general. And so that's kind of what this is all about.
So, yeah, that's kind of where this is going to go, and I'm super excited, and I'm going to keep this to a little bit of a shorter episode today. Just wanted to kind of give you guys an introduction of, like, what the heck we're doing here. And I've been thinking about different topics to cover, and if y'all have any questions or specific topics you want me to cover, feel free to email me at the Vital Reset podcast with dots in between each word at gmail.com. It's also on my Instagram, which is also the Vital Reset podcast. And I was thinking about like tallow, and I might do one about like makeup, and I might do one about cleaning products, and maybe like seed oils or just food in general at some point. There are so many different things to cover, and really I want to do things that you guys are interested in or that would benefit you. So I'm really interested to hear what you guys think, and I'm just super excited to get this show on the road, and hopefully my good friend Lexi will be on at some point. She's a great advocate for all this stuff, and she knows more about a lot of these things than I do, and she's got a little bit of a different take on it, which I think would be good for you guys to hear. And so, yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for you guys to meet her. She's super awesome. Love her so much. She's a little bit busy right now, so might not meet her for a little bit, but hopefully soon. And yeah, our next episode will be about tallow. And I'm so glad we're finally starting, and I'm so glad you guys are here, and I can't wait to learn more and grow together, and I'm so happy. And I can't wait to get it all started. This is The Vital Reset, cultivating harmony in physical vitality, mental clarity, and spiritual growth. I'm your host, Izzy, and I'll see you next time.